You sure you locked the car when you came in? Oh, he brings every kind of distraction. I remember once, we lived about 20 or so kilometers from the meeting. And I got in the meeting and sat down. Did I turn off the stove? My wife asked me to turn it off when I was downstairs. Did I turn off the stove? And that is like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. The meeting starts at 10. But then about 11:30. Guess what? I got an hour and a half, no wondering. Did I turn off the stove? The Lord, please help me. Take care of the stove and the house and everything, and keep me focused on the one in the midst. Soon as the meeting finished, in the car, I headed home. Got there in record time. I don't know if the police is still behind me. The stove is cold. The devil loves to distract you. Another time, we had friends at home, and we left to go to the meeting. And we stood around and chatted and so on and so forth. Got home, as soon as we got in the house, my wife said, "The stove is on. The food had just begun to burn." We were at the meeting. 1.5 hours before the breaking of bread finished, then we had a break, then we had singing, and then we had Sunday school, and we chatted with others, the friends knew other people there, so we chatted for a little longer, and then we went home. And God took care of everything. The devil is going to bring it. I'm telling you, sit in the meeting, he's going to bring something to your mind. Or the flesh in you is going to say, "Oh boy, you know, I know exactly what's going to happen now. Let me see here. Did you do something?" Gather unto his name. That's our focus. And we need to be focused on him. So they were gathered. God had gathered them. The fear of the Jews was right up in their minds. They closed the door. And he says, he came and he said, "Peace be unto you." Then it says, he showed them his hands and his side. Now these are a different thought now behind this. His hands and feet, crucified man. Every person who was crucified would have those marks. But here now he says his hands and his side. Not only if he's a crucified man, but remember that John tells us, "A spear pierced his side, and therefore flowed blood and water." This is a different kind of crucified man. Now if you pierce a dead man 1,000 times, no blood must flow because the heart is no longer pumping. But he was already dead when they pierced his side, and out of it flowed blood and water. His death, the blood for our cleansing from sin. The water, our cleansing morally. So they are brought into the very presence of God, being gathered together with him in the midst. When we are gathered together, let us understand here, the believer does not worship on the earth, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. Then he speaks of having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, the blood and the water. We are brought into the very presence of God, into the sanctuary, when they're gathered unto his name. You know, that's a challenging thought. That when we come together and we're sitting here, drawn unto the Lord Jesus, we are transported, so to speak, in spirit, into the very presence of God, into the holiest of all. No Israelite was allowed in there except the high priest. It's our privilege to go in. But then we read, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. What is the result of our coming together? Is it that we see the Lord and gladness marks us? Does he draw us into the very presence of God and fills us with gladness, so that we might enjoy and rejoice in him? We might be here in this room. We might be in another place. But when we're gathered together, we have these things before us. He gives us peace. All the domestic chores that we have, he gives us peace in relation to this. But also, he draws us into the very presence of God to fill us with gladness. Last point, and I'm going to close. Go back to Luke. Here is a question of now in relation to our responsibility. Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. Luke 2 and verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. The grace of God was upon him. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. When they had fulfilled the days and as they returned, the child Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not. But then, supposing that he had been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. It came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And when they, that is Joseph and his mother, saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that he sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the same which he spake to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept these things in her heart. Gathered unto his name. There's a responsibility that we have when we are gathered unto his name. Here, they had gone to Jerusalem, and they were returning. And the first thing we read in verse 43, he tarried behind in Jerusalem, but his Joseph and his mother knew it not. There are some things that we who are gathered under the name of the Lord must not assume. In verse 44, it says they're supposing him to be have been with the company. Gathered unto his name is what we have to do. But when we come together, there's a challenge for my heart and for yours. Is this that I am gathered with the others to his name? You see, he says where two or three are gathered together. And I remember speaking with a brother, and he said, you know, I'm the only brother here. I said, if the only two, make sure you are one of the two whom the Spirit of God has drawn to be unto his name. This is your focus. Because if there are 2,000 and only two are gathered to his name, he's in the midst.